Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Slay, nigga. What up, my nigga? You know what time it is, nigga. Go ahead and switch that shit up.
Oh, you already know, dog. That's what I'm on.
We smoke that hood.
Radio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, dog. You really tripping right
now.
I'll get out of work. Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man.
Yeah,
right, that drink out the free for your boy, man. We about to get it
right.
Yeah, man. They play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man. Whatever, man. They get in.
They do all that. All right.
Radio.com. How y'all doing out there in radio? So, you know what I'm saying? You want 661-621-7559, or you can hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding with James Payton, or you know what I'm saying, or just call us up for anything, you know what I'm saying, anything you want to say, anything, you any comments, questions, say hey, say you're doing, definitely call us up to for the question of the day. You know what I'm saying? This might be a good one. You know, some of you ladies might get a little bit mad about this one. Some of y'all might want to speak up about this one. You know what I'm saying? Question of the day. Why do ladies hate on other women so much, so tough? I'm not saying this is something that doesn't happen, and you know what I'm saying, that men do too, but you know what I'm saying, it seems like females seem to can't get along for some type of reason, you know what I'm saying? They can't seem to hold their madness together and all that. So, you know what I'm saying, you got anything to put it on that, add it on that, give us a call, you know what I'm saying, you already know the number, but if you didn't, just hear, 661-621-7559. Or hit us up at Steady Grinder James Payton. We got a wonderful show to give y'all today. You know what I'm saying? We got some hip hop news. We got brand new music from artists like JS. JS supposed to be stopping by from Demolition Group, Demolition Music Group. You know, Life ENT. I see you out there, Bianca. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bianca out there. You know what I'm saying? Always lacing us with the hottest artists. But we got JS. He's stopping out. You know what I'm saying? Artists out of Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Bay Area stand up. Cali doing his thing. And we got an artist named Official. You know what I'm saying? A young lady that raps and whatnot. We got new music from her and whatnot. And we got a lot of new music. We got my boy Imperator on the show today and everything like that. So shout out to all the indie artists. Let me just give a big shout out to y'all, independent artists, because y'all what makes this show goes. You know, so y'all drive the show with the music, with the love and everything y'all. But speaking of independent, Ryan Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Blocker, 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 blah.
What they do?
You three, know you had something. Told you I was coming.
Yeah.
Had the balls on the grind. You smell it all the time. Pitch you while I'm gritting. Hella vicious when I shine. My whole team is with it. Smash about the business. Anyway that you want it. Oh, yeah, you can get it. Hustle harder than most. Get it like I'm supposed to. Motivation out of this world. Inside the monster. Gorilla the beast. Act heavy in the street. It's smelly than the heat. No detention when I treat. Leave a message in the street. Messing up my seat. I want more. Come and see what I can add. Back ahead, you're feeling like you're walking in the candy shop. Hit on side, gotta watch out, rise to the top. Keep it hot, every time I step on a block, it don't stop. Three fingers by some time, keep it locked. I'm coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot, every time I step on a block, it don't stop. Three fingers by some time, keep it locked. I'm coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. A little pain, little swing, hit your eyes, you be able to do my thing. I constantly to make it pain, I want you. Yeah. Rolled up, smell it like this. That's what they do. Nasty with it at all times, so you had to get used to. Three fingers, keep it moving. Green flag on the side, flipping more, getting more paper. Here's a brand, cutting through the most. Constantly shining, my paper stack high. Moving 33 times, I'm flying the skyscraper. Eliminating all haters, man, what you take. Organization to make a paper. So stop hating, chill like, be patient. Taste it a couple times, but the way from rotation. The mama's is rotating, like she wanna taste the meat, muscle hair. Put a hustler, low key like the sun, rised up on it, and I showed her how to dip the low key hot in the sun. Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers out to the top, I keep it locked. You smell it a lot, I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers out to the top, keep it locked. You smell it a lot, I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Hit the spot fresh and clean, we studding mud. Crack rocks on the tracks like jock straps. Dudes hate recognize that we got that. I blaze it up, smoky head on the contact. My eyes lower than the mischief, get lower when you hear it. Pick it up, drop it down, the mama's with the business. Looking at your hustle like your home's me to get it. Crease up behind, cause I threw with the business. Whistling in the ear,
tell me what you doing.
This gorilla the least, hide a fool with it. If they ain't ready for it, the mama don't fool with it. Had your face nice and full like food all in it. Glad I get with it. So mean with it, quite some moss on the head. It's the how I did it. The mama's really tried, but she couldn't hang with it. Question some marks on the head. So I keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by to the top. I keep it locked. I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by to the top. I keep it locked. I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
Hey, hey. Tell my nigga Grizz Dollar to motherfucking bowl for this one, for me. Skinny in the cut with this thing. Thank you. And it's just a mixtape, type bitch.
And the only, so it ain't nothing after me. Breaking news flow, call it here a tragedy. My whole squad bout it, bout it like master. Off the leash, got them all like sheep. That boy go like he ain't ate them weak. And that boy acts like he ain't got no sense. Swag all over the tracks like hoes of pee. Niggas can't see me, I'm window tint. Stay with the sticky fingers, call them endo prints. Only niggas hating on me, don't get no ends. Cause every nigga fucking with me here, trying to win. The streets talk, say something, niggas lying again. Kill them off in they bar, got them dying again. Don't act like we cool people, I ain't your friend. You a goddamn fool, saying I ain't the man.
Man, I ball, a nigga hit them all with Chris Paul. If money did talk, you would never get a call. If money was a homie, I bet all you niggas fall. Soldier man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all. Man, I ball, a nigga hit them all with Chris Paul. If money did talk, I bet you never get a call. If money was a harness, I bet all you niggas fall. Soldier man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all.
Swag amazing, hot like Cajun. Catch me riding with a bitch black and Asian. In your city, sleep at the Holiday Inn. I make this shit look easy for you cavemen. Kush blunt, got my mind thinking out of space. My bitch rolling for me so she never far away. Don't worry about me, I are okay. I don't freestyle, especially for no pay. But my nigga Kiss Bill, eat your ass up. Skinny beats, swag it out so you can get your swag. Real recognize, real, y'all don't match us. We are targets, y'all targets, practice. My money don't fold, I don't rock gold. My dick is a bomb, make the girls explode. And you're skating in the streets and I'm grinding, dog. Love my haters even though I got no time for y'all.
Man, I'm wild, a nigga hit the mom with Chris Paul. Money did talk, you niggas never get a call. If money was a harness, I bet all these niggas fall. Soldier man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all. Man, I'm ball, a nigga hit the mom with Chris Paul. If money did talk, I bet you never get a call. If money was a harness, I bet all these niggas fall. Soldier man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all. Man, I'm ball.
That scorpion flow, so come get over here. Baby, lay down, and I'ma put in work. Watch I bust too, like a double bureau. Then watch you smoke it off, but this ain't no movie. Know how high, but I'm feeling alright. Man, I hope that people love me like they love their mothers. Still moving straight, no U-turns. Lights, camera, action, we about to make a movie. Showtime, now watch how I handle business. And I ain't never saw no cotton ball. All niggas acting like Will Ferrell. And I'ma put you to sleep like Jay Holiday. And I'ma ride with my niggas like BMX say. Man, I'm so off the wall and I ain't talking bands. Bar to bar, man, it's like your boy caved in. Like a caveman, someone saved him. Lord, amen, someone pray for him. The kid's a wild beast, so straight out. Like a staring right up in a galaxy. Mortal Kombat flow, this be that final face challenge.
Man, I ball, a nigga hit the mom with Chris Paul. If money did talk, you niggas never get a call. If money was a harness, I bet all these niggas fall. Soldier man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all. Man, I ball, a nigga hit the mom with Chris Paul. If money did talk, I bet you never get a call. If money was a harness, I bet all these niggas fall. Trojan man flow, tell my niggas fuck them all. Man, I ball.
Hey, welcome to Bang Out Radio. That was my boy Grizzy Dollars, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, you know what I'm saying, ball. Man, he over there ripping it, you know, and that's what we do on Bang Out Radio. We play the hottest and independent artists, you know what I'm saying, we keeping it, we doing it for y'all, we doing it for the love, you feel me? That's how we do it, you know. Right now, like I said, question of the day. Why do women hate on women so tough? I'm not saying that men don't do it, you know what I'm saying, I'm not women bashing or nothing like that, but I just see it, you know, women... They women, they tend to, like, not you know what I'm saying, like other women, they usually never give a reason for it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when a dude, hey, you know what I'm saying, I don't like him because of that reason, whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying, breath stank or whatever, you know what I'm saying, stepped on my foot before, you know, and I had a bad toe, you know, something like that, you know, some of that reason. But, you know, I want to hear y'all, you know what I'm saying, women, you know what I'm saying, or men, you know what I'm saying, whoever want to call in, touch on the topic, 661-621-7559, or hit us up on Steady Facebook at Steady Grinding or James Payton, speaker. But, you know, let's get my boy on the line, you know what I'm saying? He always gives good response to shows and everything like that. It's our third host, you feel me? My brother, you know what I'm saying, MKD.
What's going on? What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good right now, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying kicking back in some AC right now. It was a little hot earlier, but I'm relaxing now, you feel me?
Okay, that's what's up. I'm finally got a day off today.
Oh, well,
I mean,
you
no
ain't at work,
no
man.
Yeah, no running errands, nothing. I mean, just chilling. I'm like at home, get ready to watch this game, ordering some pizza from Papa John's, and tune in to my favorite radio show on Bang Out Radio.
Oh, man, we appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. You on right now, man. You usually always up to something, man, doing something, right? You work harder than an African out there, man.
Uh-huh. I know. Gotta get this money. I can't sleep on it. Shit.
Can't sleep on it.
I'm getting ready to come out there, so I gotta come out there prepared. I can't come back empty handed, so you know, I'm working my ass off. But even if I wasn't coming back, it's how I work anyway. I'm just a natural worker. Like I feel like I was just came automatically from the slave ship, just put the work.
Uh-huh.
But I love the work. It's just like I don't know, it's just I like to work. I like to get the money in. And then when it's time for vacation time, I party my ass off like it's going tomorrow.
You work hard, play hard. You came out the womb working. Working in the womb, huh? You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
Picking some cotton in the womb. There ain't nothing wrong with it, you know? that's what it is, though, man. Got to work hard, man. Got to play hard, man. So what's up with you, though, man? How the weather out there and over there on the east? D.C., the hot out
that's,
there?
It's nice now. We got a little 70s and 60s, you know, sun was shining, no clouds. I feel like today was a good day, like Ice Cube always saying in his music. Today was a good day.
Oh, man, gosh.
Especially coming off on the weekends, you know, you be hating. People be like jet lagging, not wanting to go to work. You be like, oh, Monday's here. But Monday, for me, it was good. This is my relaxation time.
Yeah, man, I kind of enjoy Mondays, too, man, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it's the start of the week, you know what I'm saying, it gets everything in motion, you know, all what you got to do and everything, you know, man, that's what it is, man. Hey, I know you got a response to the question of the day, man. You always come up with something, man, you know what I'm saying, you always come up with some answers.
But when you come up with this, I already had something for you, but it was like,
I made a message a little too late. I got to. I was about to call him, but then I was like, man, I only got 30 minutes left.
But
you
right on point with it. It's just like, I don't know if you was thinking the same way I was thinking.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, like, you know, a couple of days, you know, I've been noticing a lot of hateration from women, too, from women. But women is a natural thing for them. They hate, period, regardless. Usually why they hate because they hate where they at right now. They see other women in the industry, like for instance the radio industry, you get more publicity out on some shit like so a female you put on and get more hits and records and more people tuning into that show and you made something and nobody barely even think your shit is cool.
Yeah.
Like they say, it's okay.
Hello?
It's all right. So I have to say, it's like
you just go a little in
have to do it's like I mainly have to say insecurity. Like you have no choice, but like you mad because the shit ain't working out for you, but it's working out for others, and you see it, and it's like, damn, why it's not going that way? Then you can't help it but to hate. You might do.
Okay, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going a little in and out. Does it sound like I'm going in and out?
Nah, that's probably me and shit. I'm sitting in the freaking car. Is that bad?
Hey, MK, I'm gonna get right back to you. We're gonna get into more some independent music right now, so y'all keep it locked right here at Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Be loud. Sorry, my record. War God. Keep it on the beat. Fucking what up? Do it. Sink into your neck, machete or the left. I slice you ear to ear, leaking until you wet. Walk us over here, don't never forget. We ain't tripping on you, ma, don't even sweat. Ring a ding ding, lift up my shirt bling. Bling bling, now look at my fresh team. Fresh team, dope team, but we all be dope. Candy wrapped around my neck, look like a baby boat. But what's unseen to the naked eye? Unraveling dark matter ammo. Blah, blah, ha, ha. I get the last fight. Last Mohican, niggas we leaking, fiends be tweaking. It's not rarely, but merrily. Now we just kings of the motherfucking legion. Man, listen, I'm excellent. Cause ain't nobody testing this. Cause your boy's a perfectionist. I make it up rap. You get your dome clap. Throw back, toss back with a heart attack. So, what it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. What it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. When you see a girl grinding out of this world, we about to show you what the something do, something do. Stop crying, boo. Stop crying, boo. Just grab a tissue, boo. That's what the something do. Me and B, man.
Boogie.
We them G's, man.
Man.
Sling swords faster than he, man. Pop up at the spot. Make you disappear like Jesus, man. So peep, man. Bitch, you in a whole nother spot. Boogie, star mob, always go make it hot. Whether hot peppers or hot enchiladas, we throw that crack on wax, make bitches holler. So holler, then we slurs a dollar, or maybe a 20. Look, dog got many, so I play my role cool. Superstar on this shit, so I play my role cool. Yo, but I'm hot like an exit wound. When I cop a telly, I'm leaving exit wounds. Now I got your attention, look my listen. Pay attention, listen, shit. See, I make some rap. You get your dome clap, throw back, toss back, all with the heart attack. So, what it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. What it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. When you see a girl grinding out of this world, we about to show you what the something do, something do. Stop crying, boo. Stop crying, boo. Just grab a tissue, boo. That's what the something do.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Yeah, my bad for the technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? We back in the... In full effect, you know what I'm saying? MK, you still on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bro.
Okay. Like you were saying, dude, like me and you, like, bro, I never met you until Verge hooked me up with you. But
yeah.
You know, you have a radio show. And
yeah.
I congratulate you on every day on your radio show. Like, we could always get together and uplift each other. Like,
yeah, real talk.
That's like brotherlyhood. Like, women is in a system to hate. Like, they all, women have insecurities. And then when they see the next woman, like, on the same, probably like on the same level, but maybe have better special qualities than they have, they can't help it, but they cannot help it. But to hate, it's in their system. Like, even though they don't want to, they try not to, they be like, oh, look at that girl. Look what she got on, Hoochie Mama.
Yeah.
You know, that just naturally comes out.
Yeah, they just come out of them. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think women in the rap industry, it's hard for them to come together like niggas and make, and feature on each other's album? Because at the end of the day, they're talking about each other behind their back, hard, worse. They picking them a piece to belittle them, to let them know they ain't shit. But actually, when you're talking about another female, you really talking about yourself, because that woman is a woman just like you. She has issues just like you. And it's not your place to talk about her. Really, it's not your place. You know, you're supposed to be helping her out. You're supposed to be blessing her.
So you're saying, like, women don't got, like, that natural, like, sisterhood or natural bond, you know what I'm saying? Because women are bond for people, you know what I'm saying? But I guess only with certain people, you know what I'm saying? But
with certain people and with certain things, with certain attachments.
Yeah.
You know, let's get a whole group of women that don't know each other and let's go out and do something good. I bet you out of that. When you can try to get them all together, there's gonna be she say she this and all that, and you know it's gonna be a little fight.
Yeah, because I
really don't know why.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Because some nonsense, but because I know like you know what I'm saying, my mom, she got friends, you know what I'm saying, it's selective, but she got friends she known for like a long time, and they, you know what I'm saying, they like down for each other, they got best friends, you know what I'm saying, but. I know some other females that she be like, forget that beat, you know what I'm saying? Things like that and such.
My mom's own friends put her through shit that she tells me, like, damn, these are not your friends. Like, why do they put you in some shit like that? Like, friends sometimes envy you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might be different and you hang out with a certain crowd. They try to put you in they try to bring you down to their level. But it's always a two-way story, you know. But and when you always hear and when you always see, it's always, most 9 times out of 10, females are always talking about each other, point blank. You see it, you observe it, and you be like, damn, where all this coming from? You grew up with this person for so many years, but all of a sudden you want to change because I'm doing something better than you. It's like that. It's quick. It's quick for them. They can't help it. But there's some women out there that pretty much just stay to themselves because it's too much women that comes with too many baggage that has drama with them. And it's best off like a lot of women have guy friends. Because they don't got time to deal with women. They know. Women tell me that it's like, man, drama. This drama, you got to worry about, you know, rap about it, shoot. Girls got to worry about their girls trying to sleep with their man.
Yeah. That's
shit like
I mean,
that.
Yeah, you know, but do you ever think it can be? You know what I'm saying? Females could come together just on something. Like, it don't even matter what. Just, like, on something. Just be like, we standing on this. We on it together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And things like that.
Yeah, one thing, you got to go to church. They got to be in the church, in the house of the Lord, the church. That's crazy, though.
Even some people in the church, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how you've been at church with your grandma. She done said something about this female or, you know what I'm saying, or they get three or four of them get together talking about, I know you didn't heard about Wootie Will, you know what I'm saying, Miss Jenkins and them. She over there doing this, doing that and everything. So I can't really say that because I'm from
a family that's not a gospel. We like to help people out. And my grandma, my own family, like, don't like my grandma because she tell you the business. She tell you she loves you, but she loves you enough to tell you where it hurts. Like, she tell
that's
you some truth.
Hurt.
Shit. Like,
that.
I don't know why you even tell me that. Fuck you.
Yeah, but it's something that you need to hear, though.
You know what I'm saying? People don't want to hear the truth, though. They don't. And you try to tell them about themselves. They be like, who are you to tell me what I need to be doing? Like, and plus, on the same tip, she's helping them people out too.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't win for win. It's in the church, but it's more like on a low tip. You know, we here to handle some business for the Lord, but anything outside that church, that's when they go ahead and start
getting into
a little ish.
Yeah.
So I do see, you know, women coming together, but it has to be dealing with something with the Lord. But what about you? What about you? What made you come up with this topic today? And how do you feel about the topic, sir?
I mean, I just feel that I see women, like, sometimes it's like it's a beautiful thing to know. And y'all all going, y'all all striving, we doing this together, you know what I'm saying? They doing that together. And then just something happens. It could be the smallest thing. And then it's like, oh, fuck that. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm not messing with her, you know what I'm saying? Or you think she said this, or you think they said that, you know what I'm saying? What you think, you know what I'm saying? Then it just goes off to women just making up. I mean, sometimes they just making up stuff in their minds, you know what I'm saying? Where,
yeah.
Where they be like, oh, I, you know what I'm saying? It's like they already planning for the worst, you know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing even happened yet, you know what I'm saying? They already getting ready for war, you know what I'm saying? It's like two countries. I think women as countries. I think of women as countries. They stockpile with weapons and everything, bad information and everything about the next person, just in case.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just in case. Oh. So they already plotting on you before. Like if say, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They peep, they somewhat rival. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody think,
uh-huh,
oh, I could match up with this person. They match because they really match up every person as soon as they see them. You know what I'm saying? Most women, you know, they size them up mentally. You know, and be like, oh, let me see if I can get you to do this, that, and the other. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know what I'm saying? I like to see them as metaphorically small countries, you know what I'm saying? Because they like to do power moves, you know what I'm saying? They like to get other women behind them if they feel in their style, or they like to just move on their own, just boss up, you know what I'm saying? Just, they, you know what I'm saying? They strategic in what they do, you know? Because, you know, most females, they know when they can mess with another female. If they can't, they just going to let it be like, forget her on the low and everything like that. But if they think they can boss you around or hate on you or tell you something like that, they gonna make their presence known, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. But why? It doesn't make no sense. If y'all,
I think they
y'all,
just,
y'all talk about, y'all get together, talk about womanhood, and then your friend or, you know, the person you work with is just like straight just fucks you over for little reasons. Like you said, little reasons. And then if you have an issue with a person, you're supposed to be woman enough to call this person. That person should be like woman enough to answer and be honest with this person. Like, women don't like each other and be like, I'm mad at you, I don't like you right now, but you still my girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jealous of you right now, girl. I'm so jealous of you, but you still my girl. I'm gonna hold you down because you doing your thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
you know how it is. Because a man can be like. Like you say, they could be jealous of that man, but they ain't going to be like, fuck you, you know what I'm saying, I ain't messing with
you
or nothing like that.
Exactly.
They'll be like, you know what I'm saying, most men, I know I would, you know what I'm saying, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying, like, try to, you know what I'm saying, try to strive for that, you know what I'm saying, I want that, I got to go get that, you know, you got to, let me go ask this man how he, you know what I'm saying, how did some of the steps he took to go get that, you know, let me see if I can learn from him, you know what I'm saying, because he already got what I want, so, you know what I'm saying, let me see if I can learn right quick, you know, but
exactly.
I see some females, you know what I'm saying, some females, they just build with that solid, you know what I'm saying, that just like, you know what I'm saying? They got that, they want that superiority, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, you know, like over anything, like they just want that superiority, you know what I'm saying? They got that, that's what they want in life. They want superiority, you know what I'm saying? They got little Napoleon complexes. That's what we're going to do that, you know what I'm saying? They want to be in charge, like, fuck it, man, they got to run everything, you know? But it is what it is, you know? But I don't know. I want to hear a woman's perspective on it, you know what I'm saying? So women, call in, you know what I'm saying? You already know the number, 661-621-7559, or hit us up on Steady Grinding. Some people told her to hit me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to some Facebooks in a minute, you know, but, I want to hear women's perspective on this, because that's one, you know what I'm saying? They the real ones really know, you know, why they do this, why they do that, and things like that, you know, so...
Ladies, call in. Help us out, because we love to learn and learn new things. Come on. So go ahead and call Supreme MKD on Grind Network. We'll get it. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? See what it is. Somebody hit me up. CC Castro. Castillo. They said some females are jealous, hatred, and most of them all have no life, and mostly because they're unhappy with themselves. I mean, that could be one. That's a woman's perspective right there, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of short to the point. But we want some woman to come in and break it down to us, you know what I'm saying? If they feel like that or if you don't feel like that, because some women do it like it's sisterhood, you know, they got a little sisterhood movement and everything like that. So if you got a totally different perspective from us, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't think all females act like this, but it's selected few, you know what I'm saying?
Not all of them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can't put all females in one category.
I say like 80%.
That's a good number. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say 90. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep it real. So you have better numbers than me. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's a selective few. You know what I'm saying? Females out there trying to do it, trying to push it for the ladies and all that. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? If you one of those females, call in. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? If you one of them females always hating females, hit us up, man. Just hit us up, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we about to get into some hot independent music right now, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Chick, I'm the bomb, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast, all in they mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Swag so thick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like Pit Hot. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes.
Yo, this is Imp from BinyMeansMusic.com, and on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m., I'm tuned into the Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was Topaz and Shay going hammer on hoes, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Shout out to Topaz. Topaz going to have a video shoot this weekend, so y'all ain't doing nothing. Stop by, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be at the park, the new park that was made and everything like that. But yeah, we got the video shoot popping. Was it October 1st? You know what I'm saying? And we also got a lot of new things jumping off at Bang Out Radio. We got the extended shows, you know what I'm saying? So you can also listen to your favorite Bang Out Radio hosts longer and better, or, you know what I'm saying, more shows coming up and everything like that. We actually start our extended shows next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a little night show for y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be hitting y'all in the afternoon and in the nighttime. So y'all make sure y'all stay locked for that, you know what I'm saying? And also, Grind Network is getting new shows, too. We got Tuesday show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hear us Monday and Tuesday during the day, you know what I'm saying, from 4 to 6, you know what I'm saying? Artists, y'all can send y'all music to Grind Network at grindnetwork@hotmail.com. I'm getting all mixed up today, man. I'm all tongue-tied. Must be something, you know what I'm saying? Must be something in this tea, you know? Maybe somebody must have slipped me a roofie or something, man. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got extended shows, we got more shows coming up and everything like that. I know you're gonna be tuned in for those, MK.
Yeah, hey, how did it go on Mojave go?
Mojave, I didn't even get to make it out there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get my boy Imperator, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Imperator. He had the video shoot last week, you know what I'm saying, for My Confession. One of his lead singles off the Suicide Notes, you know what I'm saying? So that's a hot joint right there. So I really can't wait to see the video, you know. So shout out to Imperator, By Any Means Music, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can check that out, ByAnyMeansMusic.com. So y'all hit that up. Tell me what you like of the song and everything. We're gonna get to that Confessions coming up soon, you know, and everything like that. When we gonna see a video from you, my boy?
Sure.
When your video gonna
jump
off? You know what I'm saying? The MK.
I got to come out with a nice single first. And then with a nice feedback, then I'm going to pick out that right video.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, that's what it is, man. Because, you got a lot of joints, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Most of your joints, you can make some videos, too. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. But I got the group. We're not a group no more. So it would have to be a little bit hard. Maybe those singles.
Yeah.
The singles you've been playing, yeah, they're some good ones. But, I mean, I got some some bangers, some hot bangers, like that ready for you to put in your hands. Like, damn, okay, Melvin, I see what you're working with.
Yeah.
Like, some up-to-date shit. So, but I'm staying patient, getting my shit together. When I release it, I want to make sure it's 100% proof. Like, ain't no talking like, I had to run in the studio and run out. My man didn't mix it down right. I mean, I believe in perfection.
That 100%, that crystal clear.
Yeah. Even when we came out, when I started rapping, my cousin, he made me rap over and over again to make sure I know my lyrics. So I won't have to be reading no shit. So when we go in there and knock some studio hours out, like we have an hour, we get done with two songs, and that shit will sound so good within an hour.
On everything. That time is money, man. Yeah, you get in that studio, you got to know what you're putting down, man. You can't just be up in there lollygagging.
Hell nah. You know, because it's rap, it's serious, you know. It's an art, you know. They can hear it. They can hear it when you put out an album. They can hear it that like you don't have too many lyrics in your song, and all you hear is a hook for five, six minutes. They listen to all that. So I want to make sure when I put something out, it's gonna be like damn, like oh yeah, I'm feeling that Melvin, and it's just me. It's gonna be like by myself. I might feature a few people on there.
Yeah,
but 99% is gonna be me, so I'm gonna make sure it's gonna come out right all the way.
Hey, so who in the game right now do you think is like the wackest person? Like, if you went to their boss, you know what I'm saying, the person they signed, and you'd be like, you hear me, you definitely gonna drop him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a, you know what I'm saying, not even a factor right now. So who you know what I'm saying? Who you think you taking their spot right now? You know what I'm saying? If they boss was to hear you,
man. Oh shit, there's a lot of whack niggas. Like, man, I could, man. Everybody talk about this nigga all the time. Lil B, nigga.
That's what the B stand for.
Yep, bitch. I'm a bitch ass nigga, and I know it.
He's
letting it be known. For real, come on, B. Yeah. Just Lil B. You can add anything in front of Lil B. Like, if he going to rap battle, it's over. Like, you bitch, you bastard.
But the great thing, he's getting publicity. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, 10 dudes better than him right now. You know what I'm saying? I can name him right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting no shine. It's just like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy what some people go into the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music... the music game is like accepting, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember it used to be hard to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can get out there and just be a rapper. Like, most people knew that, you know what I'm saying? You got to have, like, some type of skill and everything like that. And it just seemed like, I don't know, around what year it did, but just, like, it just whack niggas just start getting in the game and start popping. Like, it was nothing, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like they just opened the floodgates, you know, and just... and let everybody over into the rap game. Now everybody can rap, you feel me? From the old rappers to the youngest, you know what I'm saying, to the wackest, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just that's the thing with hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It's a universal genre. It's not like rock and roll and everything like that, or you know what I'm saying, really pop, or just like you know what I'm saying? Hip hop lets everybody in, you know what I'm saying? They say if you got some type of rapping ability, you can get in, but that's the thing with it, too. It's like a gift and a curse. It just let anybody in there, you know what I'm saying? Now everybody think they can rap since they could just rhyme two words together and all that, you know?
Yeah.
They think if they can rhyme hat and cat and rat and everything, they a rapper. You know, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, it's all like who you know now.
Yeah.
You know, you got a good clique that's been out doing real good. You ain't really got to say too much. You can just make up a you could just freestyle on an instrumental and say, yeah, this is a banger.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm dropping a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got the mixtape game, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, remember when, like, mixtapes, they was rare, you know what I'm saying? People rarely just did that, you know, just like, oh, I'm just going to rap on this beat to see what's up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm going to say G-Unit, they really publicized that, you know what I'm saying? G-Unit did it, and then Lil Wayne just took it to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm going to make a whole, like, my mixtape shit going to be better than my album, you know? And like Lil Wayne, he just like just took the mixtape game to a whole nother level. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think like G Unit, they really just start putting it out there like, oh, we're gonna rhyme on this beat and everything like that. That's when, you know what I'm saying, I really got into mixtapes and stuff like that, you know. But you know, but it's like you say, man, it's crazy. It's not that difficult to get in the rap game, you know what I'm saying?
It's not really that difficult to get signed
to a label, you know, in the rap game.
It seems like the whacker you are, the more better you have a chance of getting signed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is, I guess, have a good Twitter following, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, yeah, you could sell, like, at least 10,000 records, get some of the money back or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they, you know what I'm saying? People don't take that risk into, you know, say, more thoughtful, challenging music. People are not challenging themselves no more in the music game, like in rap, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna say all music is like that, but in the rap game, you know what I'm saying? But there's some people taking the steps back to make it go back to where it was, you know what I'm saying? The essence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
rap
know,
always came from the heart, and it seemed like
yeah.
people were not rapping from the heart no more. They just saying stuff, and it sounds good, and just, okay, yeah, this is the hitter right now. But it's like rap is just rap. Everybody don't even want to work no more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a rapper that works, you know? I know plenty of rappers, they be like, I'm like, what are you doing for your income?
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'm about to make this mixtape and I'm about to go out there. I'm like, that's cool, but like, why you not doing nothing? You just sitting at your mama house smoking all day, you know?
Yeah.
What can you do to make yourself grow as an individual, as a person?
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
real.
It's not, and you know, they get quiet. They don't know what else to say. They just say,
yeah.
oh, I'm a rap. I'm be
yeah.
a rapper. I'm gonna be a rapper for the rest of my life. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
that's on
you know.
Mom.
Yeah, that's
you know,
they made it look too easy, you know what I'm saying? Like in the rap
yeah.
game, you know what I'm saying? They don't know, like, it took them about a few years to get where they at, where they could just be big smoking in the studio, going,
yeah.
making it rain on bitches and all that, you know what I'm saying? That took about 10, 12 years to get that established, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let's
yeah.
see what some, let's get some other people up here and see what they got to say. 3415, you on the grind?
All
right. Hey, what's up? 3415.
Hello?
Hey, what's
call
up?
Here.
Hello? You live on Grind Network? 3415. You hear your background. You got the kids jumping off back there and everything.
You're not even talking
to me.
I
don't hear none.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, we talking to you. What's up? 3415. Hello? They just said hello. Hello? Man, this is crazy, man. Hey, but 3415. Hey, the caller that. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, we're calling from Lancaster.
Oh, that's what it is. What's your name?
This is Charles, and my brother's down there right now. He's one of y'all hosts.
Yeah.
Co-host.
Yeah.
I have to join today.
Oh, we doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm in Lancaster.
I said,
who's
how
that?
You
is that Tyson?
Hey, it's your sister, man.
What's up? What's up, sis? What's going on? That's my sis. That's Big Sis of all, Big Ten. That's
oh,
the number
man.
One uno.
Oh, what's up with you, Big Sis? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, shit. I heard y'all on here talking that good talk.
Oh, man. We appreciate it. We want you to get in on that good talk. Did you hear the question of the day?
Why other females hate on each other?
Yeah. Well, we want to get a women's perspective on that.
I just feel like, you know, other women wish they had the things other women have, but they scared to get the wounds off. It's easier to talk about them than be about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I respect that answer right there because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But, but did you got like an insight, like where what makes them feel like that? Like they just got like they gotta talk to her, like.
I don't know why they feel like that. Basically, maybe because they don't have the time of the day. They like my brother said, like the men want to do, just sit around and smoke. And some of these females just so thirsty, they looking for a man to please them and give them what
yeah.
they need. But get up and get out and get your own thing.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
It's
female. So, females, y'all heard it from Big Sis. Get out there and get your own, man. Don't be one of these thirsty females. Get a big goat. Get your own big goat. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here thirsty in these streets.
Yeah, right,
Big Sis, you got any more shout-outs?
Oh, just a shout-out to you. What's your name? Supreme?
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Okay, I'm Supreme.
Okay. What's up? Give a shout-out to you, all the Dean family, Dean Movement, Rakia.
Don't forget about the Jackson and the Smith.
Yeah. Okay, you already know. We got KJ in the line. Yeah, Stephen Smith. Everybody. I hear you talking over there talking. MKD, Little Trap, Big Tragic.
Calling out names on y'all.
we got our own football team. We got a basketball team and a baseball team put together.
Y'all got your own hood.
Yeah, we gonna ride and die for each other, all the way, no matter what. Ain't nobody gonna come between us. No matter what.
Oh,
that's right.
Definitely.
We from Cali to D.C.
That's how it is. Y'all all between, coast to coast on them, man. That's how it is. Family got to come first, you feel me? But Big Sis, man, we appreciate you calling in, showing love to the show and everything like that.
Okay, no problem. I'll be on it much more often. I just found our website, too. So, hey, it's on.
We appreciate it.
All right, love you, sis.
All right, love you, too. I'm gone.
All right,
gone.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right, bye, Supreme.
Bye, Big Sis. All right. 3960, you on the grind.
That's for your last.
Hey, Reese, what's up with you?
What's up?
Ain't none. This is big cousin of them all. This is the top cousin right here, man. We just had Big Sis and we got top cousin on right now. What's up with you?
What's good, cuzzo?
What's up? Hello.
So, Reese, I know you heard the question of the day.
About the women hitting on other women?
Yeah, I know you got something to say about that.
I can hate on other women because I got my own. I do my own and I don't, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Depend on everybody else's help.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs help every now and then. So, you know, it's okay to ask for it every now and then, but not every Friday, every weekend, whatever, you know, things like that. I can talk about bitches because I got my own.
Yeah.
Now, the ones that don't have their own and that talking about bitches, then I can't speak for them because I'm not them.
Yeah, so but, it ain't hating if you got it, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you hating? I mean, they may have they can have it just like you, but in their eyes, it's better than yours. That's in their eyes. In my eyes, I'm perfectly fine where I'm at. You can hate as much as you want. You hating for two reasons. One, you want to be me.
Yeah.
Or two, you haven't gotten to my level yet.
True. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But that's when a female, that's when they should come together and be like, damn, hey, put, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How can you do it?
Females with other females cannot come together because they're either tripping off, you trying to fuck my man or my man trying to fuck you or you was with my man or, you know, my baby better than y'all and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of females is on that level where they want to just talk to, you know, put themselves on a higher pedestal than the next bitch. Me, the next bitch may be up there higher than me, but I'm where I'm at because of myself, not the next bitch.
Yeah, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? That's how you guys
think. What you're saying, cousin, is women need to worry about themselves and tend to their own business, and maybe they won't have to be worried about hating on other females.
If they have their shit right, they don't need to worry about anybody else's shit, because if their shit is right, they don't have time to be in everybody else's shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Real talk.
Okay,
man,
like there's a lot of females out there that'll make their babies look like who done did it, what for, and why, and oh, hell no. And they looking like they just came out of the glamour book or whatever. No, you got me fucked up. Take care of your kids first, and then take care of yourself.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Have
Real
your
talk,
kid on that fashion show tip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How would it look? How would it look? You all dressed up, you know, got a fresh pair of J's on or whatever kind of shoes you wear. I don't give a fuck. I'm a J girl myself, you know. But you all dressed up because your kids got snot running down past their chin, their hair not done. They had on the same shirt from yesterday. They diaper is saggier than the niggas' jeans they say next to. What type of shit is that?
Yeah, real talk,
yeah.
Man. But most females like that, you know what I'm saying, they hating because, like you said, they ain't got or they want what another person got. So maybe, like they more superficial than the next female. So
okay,
I'm going to try to
that,
do
but they
it.
Taking the time out, they taking the time out to hate on the next bitch when you could take that time and invest it in something more meaningful, like getting your
mm-hmm.
kids straight, getting a job, investing money on this, doing that, you know, whatever
yeah.
it may be.
Yeah, I don't know if I already asked.
No, you can't take it. No, bitches, take care of yourself, your kids. No, your kids, then yourself. Fuck your man, because if your man can't help you, then you don't need to do it. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like that. Okay, I don't mean it like. I'm not saying get a nigga and use him for his money. Okay, I'm not. Okay,
yeah.
It's, a certain level that a man has to be in a relationship with a woman, and a certain level that a woman has to be in a relationship with a man.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's real talk.
Okay.
They got to meet halfway.
I don't need no nigga to take care of me. I just want the companionship.
That's right.
Okay. So if
that's
I can get
a woman,
I'll
be looking for right there. That don't need me. That don't tell me, nigga. I don't need you, but I can love you. I can be in love with you, but I don't need you. Fuck up. Fuck up one time. I'm getting your ass out of here. You getting the boot. That's the type of female I'll be looking for. You don't understand.
Tell her to go out there and buy her a toy. She'll always have it whenever she wants it, whenever she needs it, and how she wants it, because she's giving it to herself.
That
was some real shit she ever said.
Yeah, but Reese, you ever think, like, females could come together on that, though? You know what I'm saying? Just like, I don't know if I already asked the question, but do you ever think, like, they just, like, on something? Like, do they ever think they would? Would or could?
If they put all that jealousy and I would say insecurities and everything else to the side, it could be a possibility, but, nigga, that's like a 2% out of 98, you know? So... Mm-hmm.
Man,
I gave y'all women a benefit of a doubt.
No, you can't do that though. Because one thing out of the other, one thing is always gonna happen. Somebody's gonna put themselves, oh bitch, I'm better than you. Well, you ain't got shit on me, or you know that's not what I heard. No, they don't get past that shit. A lot of females stick on that shit, and you know how they say forgive and forget, or okay, we'll let that go. They don't let it go. They just don't act on it at that moment. Leave it the fuck alone. Let it go and grow up.
If it's gonna happen,
it's gonna happen. If you could change it, you change it. If you can't, leave it alone and move on to something else.
Yeah. That's real talk, man. That's a good perspective on it. I mean, I don't know, man. I want to hope the best for women, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I believe at one time all people can pull together for one little thing, you know what I'm saying?
Depending on what it is, but if you notice, it's not only females that all come together. It's females and males, or females with a male thought, or it's males with a female behind them, however it may be. It's not only just that one gender. It's always somebody of the other gender that's persuading them, or that's motivating them, or that you know, has that little secret, that little voice in their ear. So, okay, fine. That's like putting, okay, we're going to use our family, like my mama, your mama, and the other mama.
Yeah.
Putting them all in one room together and telling them they got to depend on it. They got to choose on what's going to happen with this. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to be cussing and crying.
My mama's going to take seniority because she's the oldest. And then your mama going to say she barely acting like the oldest now. And then the other one going to be like, oh, y'all, let me do this.
Yeah, it's going to be World War 3 up in there, 3, 4, and 5.
Exactly. But it would help, like, with me and Erica Marie and you and say, IROC and all of us up in their ears, talking to them, bringing out the common sense and pointing out the straight facts and all that stuff so that they can realize what it is that they're making a decision upon.
Yeah, I mean, I feel some women got more pride than men, you know what I'm saying? They just like that pride. They just got that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like a gift and a curse. Sometimes it will help them. Sometimes it will hurt them, you know what I'm saying? Some women just don't feel like...
Some men got a lot of pride, which they don't need to. They need to swallow it because they don't have nothing to show for themselves. I can say the same for some women, too, okay? I'm not just saying on men, okay? But it's a lot of men out here that act like...
You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of men out here that act like they on top of the world and that they don't need no bitch and they don't need this and they don't need that. But when you when it all comes down, push to shove, this nigga balling his homeboy's J's. He's using his nigga's jeans. How you gonna tell me you on top of the world and you ain't showing me you borrowing shit from everybody else? That's not showing me you on top of the world, nigga. That's showing me that you sitting there with a please help sign.
You on the freeway, on the off ramp, talking about please help. Who need help?
We'll wash cars for food.
You know, do something else for a little strange or a little piece of change. You know what I'm saying out there?
If you gotta publicize that, I am good. I'm passing on that.
Okay. Oh man, that's crazy, man.
That's what's up. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, but Reese, man, cousin, man, I appreciate you calling in, showing love, anything. Give some shout outs before you go.
You know, Supreme Team, Hitman Entertainment, all that. My family, everybody else's family. You know, who could I say? Cindy Otto, Unique, Erica Marie, Amanda Baby G, my homegirl Dominique, my baby Kiana, of course. What? Aroma, my little Aroma. I call her Aroma. You know who I'm talking about.
The little mama.
Yeah. All the family. My auntie Nessa, you know, I don't know if she's listening, but major shout out because I love her, and without her, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Without a lot of people, I wouldn't be who I am today. But, you know, that's a known story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everybody else, everybody that's listening, giving, you know, major love to Supreme and all his family and team up there on the Bang Out Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Just shout out to everybody that's doing something positive in their life right now.
That's
right.
You just
said that a little bit earlier and saved me a mouthful.
I'm just saying, though, I wanted you to get it all out. I didn't want you to hold nothing in, you know what I'm saying? Whoever you miss, you know what I'm saying? But if you didn't miss somebody, shout out to everybody, you know? So,
yeah.
But good looking out, cousin, for calling in and whatnot, showing love and all that. But I'll be hollering at you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of supporting and whatnot, let's get into some more independent artists right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
We'll be right back. never cry. I know it hurt, know it hurt, he brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
When he brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
I know that it hurts when he mistreats you. I know that it hurts when he deceives you. I know that it hurts when he brings you pain. So tell me why are you with that man? Every day he smacks you, he brings you down. Every day he hits you, you stay around. Every day he calls you, write out your name. So tell me why do you love this man? Please explain, tell me why, cause I need to know right now. If you don't, then I gotta go right now. To his spot, I'm about to kick the dough down. Wake him up with a gun in his mouth and ask him why. Why you gotta beat on her? Why you gotta cheat on her? Why you gotta put your hands on her and make her cry? He reply, I don't know why. So I cock back, aim and squeeze then he sigh.
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
It brings you pain.
Yeah.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Baby, open up your heart and just let me in.
Okay.
I can show you I can be your friend plus your man. Let me heal you, free you from all your pain. Take away your stress. No more feeling like you're dying inside. I'ma move you up. I'ma keep you up. I'ma take you up to the next level. And that's me. I know you love me and I love you. Ain't nobody above you. I adore you. Plus your kids too. That's that real talk from my heart, boo. I can show you that I'll be the only man that you ever need in your life. Just take my hand. You can count on me. Put your trust in me. I won't do you wrong. I won't bring you harm. Little mommy, do you know you my lucky charm? Plus my beauty queen and my shiny star. I know where you are deep down in my heart.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
He brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
He brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
To all my ladies in the world, you don't need that man. If he's slapping you down with the back of his hand, that's not love, that's that anger, cause he's dead inside. More or less a right or wrong, that don't make it right. He abuse you, plus he use you just to get what he needs. Let me paint a perfect picture, he be making you bleed. Scars up from your face right down to your knees. That's not a man, he's a puss, let him trot it on me. He'll be sleeping in the river if he trot it on me. I'ma ride or die, nigga, let him trot it on me. It's not my fault, dog, if a girl like me, if you doing your job right, she wouldn't wanna be with me, yeah.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
He brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurt.
I know it hurt.
He brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Monday.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? Just got done playing with my boy MKD joints. You know what I'm saying? Doing the standing like that. We have my boy JS stopping by from Life Entertainment, so he should be coming up soon, dropping by the grind and everything like that. We're going to highlight him, see how everything going in his neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Life ENT. Bianca, I see you out there. You know, she always comes with a good slow artist and everything like that. He also got some other things coming up. You know, we got, like I said, we got more hot independent artists coming up on the way and everything like that. Announced earlier, but you know what I'm saying, if you wasn't listening during that announcement, Topaz Lachey, you know what I'm saying, she got a video coming out. She's about to do a video shoot for Gorn Hammond. So, you know what I'm saying, I know y'all feeling that one out there, so y'all could come up to the video. She was going to go down at the New Park in Lancaster. I really do not know the name of it, but I will get the name
you
of
talk,
it.
You talking about over there on 10th Street West? Hey, bro,
yeah.
You talking about over there by Mariposa Park?
No, not that one. They built a new one over there on, like, close to City Hall. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a memorial, some memorial park or something like that. But I will get the name of it. Actually, I'm about to get the name of it right now. I'm about to Google that right now. So I'm going to have that coming up. So, but we having a video shoot October 1st, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to do the little cookout, too. So, you know, come dress to impress, you know what I'm saying? Low riders, have your whips out, car clubs, bike clubs, you know what I'm saying? You know anybody got the, you know what I'm saying, the car clubs, bike clubs, or low rider clubs or anything like that, tell them to come out. They, you know what I'm saying, come out, have a good time with us, you know what I'm saying? Do a B.I.G., you know what I'm saying?
I think Kim, that makes the gangsters cry, is here.
Oh, man. I make the gangsters cry. Couldn't possibly.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off the light in my car because I don't want her to make me cry.
Man, she's crazy, man. I'm going to have to get that for a sound, but she told me she make the gangsters. The gangster more
cry.
Gangster than gangster cry. Like,
but I met the dude tatted all up on his face and everything.
Yeah.
He was like that type of dude, like he just don't give a fuck. Like he just pull out a pistol and just bust one and right in your face. Just walk off like, man, I did it. Yep, don't even give
over
a fuck.
There crying.
Over
there crying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cried
over spilled milk. Somebody drank a glass of the milk. He wanted a milk cookie. He wanted a milk cookie over there crying. Man, what's wrong with you, man? All them tattoos, man. You better show some teardrops, bro.
I know.
This is over there, man. Crazy, man. I think that might be my next show, you know what I'm saying? I got to pick on the fellas, too, man. Why dudes be out here friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, friend hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know you ain't that way. You know you ain't built like that. Don't be like that, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We all got limits and regulations, you know what I'm saying? Don't go past your limits in life, you know what I'm saying? Don't go past your, you know what I'm saying, your manufacturer warranty, you know? You know? That's what, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be my next show, you know what I'm saying? But question of the day this week, you know what I'm saying, if you just tuned in, why do females hate on other females so tough, you know what I'm saying? We ain't women bashing out here, so don't get the wrong idea about that. We just observe and report right now, you know what I'm saying? We've been known to a lot of females, hate other females and everything like that. And we have been getting some women's perspectives on that, so we've been getting good input, but we want to show input. So if you just now tuned in, the number is 661-621-7559. You can hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding or James Payton, you know? So, yeah, but, you know, hit us up and let us know, man. But I don't know, man. I really, you know what I'm saying, females that calls in, they've been saying, and things that I've been hearing on Facebook, they've been saying, like, it can't happen, but I'm you know what I'm saying, I'm a believer, you know what I'm saying, I'm more optimistic than most, you know what I'm saying, I feel things can't happen, you know, so I feel it can happen, but it got to be the right thing, you know what I'm saying. I think if a woman ran for president, you know what I'm saying, maybe that can bring people a little closer, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying, though, because, you know what I'm saying, they did it for Obama, you know what I'm saying? For, you know what I'm saying? Black, you can't say
hey,
that.
Homie.
People, that did pull people together right there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's
you're
for him being
man.
Black or
give
with,
up.
Yeah.
You ain't going to give up on the, you ain't going to give up. You're a true man, homie. You ain't going to give up on these ladies. You
know,
we can't.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got a daughter myself, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want her, you know what I'm saying, to grow up and be like, man, I can't fuck with these females and everything like that. Or just be like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want her to grow up to be bitter. That's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want her to grow up to be bitter. And, just I want to, you know what I'm saying, have a better outlook on life than most females, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And most people in general, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just have her, you know, try, get her out there, you know what I'm saying? Be positive about your peers, you know what I'm saying? Because this is all you got in this, you know what I'm saying? When I'm gone, or, you know what I'm saying, when your mama gone and everything like that, you're going to have to work with these people in the world, you know what I'm saying? So to make things happen, you know? So you gotta learn to at least like them or find some good in them, you know?
Yeah. But some
crazy.
People you just can't deal with. You gonna God presents you the right people you can deal with. She gonna if she stay with you, she gonna air out her friends. She gonna have friends and be like, okay, I can see she's not good for me. I don't need to mess with her. She's not really trying to be focused on her life and she with that drama. So she gonna phase them girls out, because girls gonna get together and they always do. They phase each other out. They're like, man, she's on some other shit. You know, I'm all about my grown women shit. You know, but she'll be all right. As long as you know, do your father thing, your mother doing her mother thing, and y'all coming together and raising her right. And she gonna have a big old, she gonna have a head just like you. You're screwed on right, and she ain't gonna be nowhere around no drama. She gonna be drama free, just like you are, Supreme.
I try, you know what I'm saying? So they try to creep up, but you know what I'm saying? I don't try to make time. I don't try to pencil no drama in, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Drama always try to peek his head around the corner, but it is what it is, you know? I got to, you know what I'm saying? Just dust the shoulders off, man. It's nothing, you know? But, hey, it is what it is. But right now, we about to get into some more hot independent artists, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
They try to put my homie Trine on the motherfucking leash. Dog, I'm getting tired of the motherfucking street. My mind's under stress, I'm feeling nonetheless. Dog, that I'm really not feeling my pain. Little bitch, she's calling, I'm tired of calling. She's saying that she love me, but she really want my money. Now they just keep tripping, cause every time I tell him I'm a Gemini, they predict a nigga breathe fire. Cartier frame, but God refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling. Watch them rain down on you, that's a good feeling. Bad bitch whispering, man, she wanna come with me. I ain't gonna take you home, but you can give me some little whiskey in the parking lot while we smoking out and sipping Remy. Want a friend to come, only if she with the business. Wanna chill with a baller, if she wanna eyewitness. That's how it is when you're talking numbers, counting digits. Get the bitch about my car, so I can know again.
A devil food cake on a Tuesday. Shoot, jump out and all these bitches start choosing. Give them bitches no dose, cause man, they don't know. I'm richer than I wanna be, tipping like I should be. Bitches come a dozen dozen, so it don't really matter. Cause I give a bitch nothing, but it's all chitter chatter. Cause I stay on the block, bitch, stay ten toes. While I get these bitches coming out, they leaves and clothes. Cause I really got them where I want them. And if they keep coming, then I'm gonna get the gunning.
I'm up right now, and I don't see myself falling. These Bulgari frames got a nigga looking flawless. Damn, I'm bossing. I don't be flossing, but I shine like a brand new penny. Get off me. Duke Mantilla, I love that money. I kill a nigga bird, ain't no taking it from me. Grandpappy told me, get your weight up, sonny. Get your Nike's on target, then police get you running.
Keep calling, calling, I'm calling, calling. Saying that they love me when they really want my money. Now they keep calling, calling.
Hitting licks, man. Watch the grip, man. Watch the fit with the chick and the
the game on lock. Men around the clock like tick tick tock. The grind don't stop to the money don't stop. Like Glocks, I keep it locked and cocked. The game got soft to the gated vault. They're playing J Rock. In the jaws of Bunny Hustle, man, I will not stop. Stay your pace, stay your lane, this is how it goes. Wipe me down like Boosie clothes and candy Chevy Joe's. What I'm riding on, legs down in 24. Keep the Chevy like my girl, keep a man in clear toes. Listen, sports in the live like the NBA. I get them talk, lead the crowd in a different way. Check the footage, press the button, watch the replay. I do it big down at GA. Rubber bands on my wrist, get it lit.
That's how you do it.
They are dressed and fresher than a man.
That's how you do it.
Off the bar, new car, always him again.
That's how you do it.
That player rock, yeah, he fly than a pelican.
Getting lit.
Up in your place again. Left for a minute, but I'm back going ham again. G-spot, getting bucks, snapping like a crazy man. Piece of bands on my wrist, yep, be here to lick again. Pocket full of money, VIP,
rose bottle.
Pretty much swag from a money, keep a dime on that top, make that model. Plenty stacks,
all day,
real time,
pop a double.
Street cred, keep a plug, flip the money, make it double.
Do it.
Double stack it like the badges on my uniform. Zodiac reading, get the money on my Capricorn. I'm on the paper trail, what the heck is y'all on? Spending, get the money out the womb when the dream was born. Being broke, that's the thing of the past. Picking rocks, about to rack it up, stack up the cash. We finished first, the motherfuckers finished last. In a race for the money, like a 50-yard dash. Rubber bands on my wrist, get it lit.
That's how you do it.
Well dressed and fresher than a man.
That's how you do it.
Off the bar, new car, always him again.
That's how you do it.
That player rock, yeah, he fly than a pelican.
Getting lit,
yeah,
by the grip.
Never joking, no, always rolling up with the window steady smoking. Sit back, free.
pretty low. Son of 40, yeah, it's time to go. I'ma rip my city, got a bad bitch with me, yeah, you know I got the hoes. Yeah, let's take it slow and snap back to reality. Get in my face and take you out like a fatality. Yeah, Smokey, I got you, we riding out, we stunting. I hear you talking hard, but y'all ain't saying nothing. We riding out, switching lanes, switching lanes. Hear them talking, but you know it's all the same.
Yeah, you know
we riding out, hey. Hey, yeah, you know we riding out, hey, hey, you know, hey, boys, Donna's on the squad, yeah, it's nothing less, I'ma do it for my city, cause I'm gonna get,
yeah, you know,
we riding out, hey, hey, you know we,
yeah,
you know we riding out, hey, hey,
yes,
sir, Donna got this girl over here, and I think she wanna cuddle,
boo,
about to take this bitch off, you can call my flow to shuttle, chillin' with the squad, you can say we in a huddle,
yeah.
Shut them boys down, get that bitch a fucking muzzle, keep a steady mind, but let's kick back. Used to rip the kitchen, just a knick-knack. Sippin' over here till the glass is empty. Yeah, we ride clean,
welcome,
and your other
baby.
Boys feel good. Learned a lot of lessons from a couple dumb bitches. But I don't give a fuck, cause they still countin' bitches.
Y'all.
I'm sky high, every day your boy gone by.
You know,
so fly, you can't even tell my time. I go, A-U-G, Southside flow. You don't even know how hard my city goes. Sun are goin' in, breezy, I got. Don't be mad, bud, I got
some
knives. You know, riding out, switching lanes, switching lanes. Hear them talking, but you know it's all the same.
Yeah, you know,
we riding out, hey, hey. Yeah, you know, we riding out, hey, hey.
Yeah,
you know,
hey,
the boys, Lana, down the squad. Yeah, it's up and less. I'ma do it for my city, cause I'm gonna get.
Yeah, you know,
we riding out, hey, hey. Yeah, you know, we riding out, hey, hey.
Welcome, baby.
Yes, sir.
And we ride, and we roll. Your black sitting swole. You got dance, we got drove. You got bass, we got mo. I burned a lot of bridges out here on my fucking grind.
My grind.
So cross mine, I put a shovel in your life.
I'll
hit your people, leave them sleeping from the black
side.
And I decline head to the nations, I'm a mastermind.
Like that, nigga.
We ain't dead, keep me busting this shit. So don't flex, nigga. We can block some hoes with your shit. Solicit wrestlers only roll with the bitch.
With the
bitch. Bloody, bloody mess. You disrespecting this shit. Got some bands, nigga, goons on dick. You run around half cock, so get that pussy shit away.
Yeah, we riding out, with the lanes, with the lanes. Hear them talking, but you know it's all the same.
Yeah, you know,
we riding out, hey, hey. Yeah, you know, we riding out, hey, hey, you know,
hey.
The boys, Donna's on the squad. Yeah, it's up and less. I'ma do it for my city, cause I'm gonna get.
Yeah, you know,
we riding out, hey, hey. Yeah, you know, we riding out, hey, hey. Yes, sir.
It's your boy Cadillac JR.
Yes, sir.
Viewer Lee NT. And you listen to Grinding Network on BangOutRadio.com. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy Stunner D repping Columbus, Georgia. Shout out to Georgia out there, ATL. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Got major love for you out here and all that. So, they doing their thing out there, man. Stunner D, man, that just got me pumped up right there, man. I was like, damn.
I'm feeling
that. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I was
pulling that. Riding out. Yeah, it got me pumped, man. You know what I'm saying? Got me wanting to go ride out. You know what I'm saying? I had to come back to reality. I took off the headphones and everything, man. I was like, oh, man, I still got to do the show, man. But we still here. You know what I'm saying? Number hit us up. Topic of the day. Why do other females hate on other females so tough, you know what I'm saying? Like we said before, we is not female basher, you know what I'm saying? We ain't ragging on all the females, but we just observing and reporting right now from what we've been seeing in our inner circles and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Or not inner circles, but in our environment, you know? So we just observing and reporting what we see, you know what I'm saying? This is a study, you know, what we've been that we didn't realize on, you know. So,
I guess
so,
we've been mighty hating around there a couple of days,
yeah,
a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hating, you know what I'm saying, hating and all that, you know what I'm saying. So, like I said, call in, you know what I'm saying, you got something on the topic. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. You can hit us up on Facebook and everything like that. It's crazy, man. I was looking up that information and my computer just froze. I was like, wow, ain't this something, man? For the park. So I'm still getting that information to y'all. I know y'all like, he didn't give us the information for the park, but I'm still getting that to y'all, you know what I'm saying, them invisible haters on the computer and all that.
I've been on your show. I've been listening to your show for a couple of months now, and maybe once your show went down because y'all had some technically. Y'all know what was the problem, but if your show ever go offline, off of just some mysterious shit, there's some real hateration. Now let me ask you this: How can somebody shut you down? Like, can somebody, the owner of the people, like that owns the system, everything, can they shut you down, or how does that work?
Man,
if we told y'all,
man, we would have to kill y'all, man. That's shutting down the infrastructure.
You're right.
Can't give y'all our gyms and all that. You know what I'm saying? We can't tell y'all our Achilles and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're right about that.
Only somebody that knows something can shut us down. You feel me? That's all we know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
yes, sir.
only somebody that knows something can do something. You feel me? So that's how.
You gotta keep that Illuminati shit quiet. You can't even say their name. They watching. They hear. It's like a fly to air. What? Somebody say my name. Let me figure that out.
They are wired. You know what I'm saying? The infrastructure has been. You know what I'm saying? Your clique has been infiltrated. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Anybody. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Some visible haters can be anywhere. Oh, but the park, you know what I'm saying? The park for the video shoot is at American Hero Park on Lancaster Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? The new park over there by what's that? The City Hall and whatnot. So it's the American Hero Park off of Lancaster Boulevard. And I think that's what, Jackman or something like that. It starts at 1 p.m., so y'all can start coming up, you know what I'm saying, black people. So y'all, guess y'all be up there like around 3:30 or something like that. But, you know, so I guess y'all, you know what I'm saying, but the thing starts at 1 officially, so y'all get up there, come with your car clubs, your dance clubs, whatever you want to come do, represent, you know what I'm saying? If you're an independent artist, come out there. That would be a great meet and greet right there. So if you got music you want to promote, or if you got, you know what I'm saying, something you're doing, you know what I'm saying, stop by, you know what I'm saying, come, you know what I'm saying, come support, you know what I'm saying? That's Topaz that's actually doing this for Going Hammer, you know what I'm saying? So Going Hammer on y'all. So we going hard this weekend. We getting it popping, you feel me? So meet us at American Hero Park, you know? Mm-hmm. So y'all be a hero. Don't be a zero and show up to the video shoot. Yeah, so it's going down, man. That's going to be a good one right there. I'm going to be live for that. That's going to be a good video shoot.
How long you been living in Lancaster?
I've been living in Lancaster a long time. I could say I probably moved up here when I was 5. So I've been almost living up here almost about 20 years. Basically my whole life.
You can actually say you've seen Lancaster start from desert to nothing but like nice little city buildings.
I have seen Lancaster grow. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, because we got our first like 5 story like apartment building. They just built some apartment buildings, like some nice little high rises on Lancaster Boulevard, and it's crazy. You never see no apartment buildings like that many floors up here, and it's like, really, you know what I'm saying? It's just a nice little apartment building and everything like that, but it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Lancaster is coming up in the world, you know what I'm saying? We still like a little, you know what I'm saying, people still think it's a little city in the desert, but you know what I'm saying, we're coming up slowly but surely, you know. I've seen it come to all desert to mostly houses to, you know what I'm saying, the good, bad, and the ugly. Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying, Lancaster's on the up and come. Most people don't know, like, it's a thriving music scene out here, you know what I'm saying? It's people out here that's really on that grind, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the stories they got to tell and the music they got is good, but people just don't give us the time of day, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's our own fault, because we shoot ourselves in the foot. We got something going. And it's just like, like that, you know what I'm saying, people's egos get in the way, like, oh, I'm not going to mess with this person because they mess with that person, and, you know, and the whole, like, hating on each other thing like that. It's not just, you know what I'm saying, hating goes into the, you know what I'm saying, the, your profession, too, you know what I'm saying. It's like, there's a lot of competition out here, but, you know what I'm saying, I feel like if we did work together on things, you know, we did, we get the AV popping because it's so much talent out here, it's crazy, you know. Yeah, it's on.
That's a
song. Yeah, but there's so many artists out here and whatnot. It's like you could just like it's and it's not just like whack artists. There's a lot of good talent out here.
No, there's some good artists. Like my brother-in-law, his name is Crazy. You know that nigga. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when he flow, he freestyle, he write. That should just be like off the hook. If you play. I think he's on Streets of Cali. If he had that album, I think he's on the Streets of Cali or on Tragic song, Roll With Me in These Streets. And
yeah.
That nigga is, like, so tired, like, professionally. Like, when he gets in the booth or anything, that nigga is, like, ready to get on the radio, ready to go on tour, anything. Like, it's cool. Like, oh, and another nigga out there, he be making beats, Top. Shout out to you, Talk. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, that nigga be making beats. I got to get up with that nigga because I still haven't got up with him with beats. And he be hooking it up. He got a little flow with him, too. But there's a couple of niggas in there that's mad ill. But it just seems like we don't have nothing that we could, a structure that we could all, like, plan and put each other. Let's take the top-notch nigga and let's help him out. And then he gonna come back and bring us back on, put us on. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it happened one day, but it's gonna have to be like, it's gonna have to be somebody's gonna have to pull it together, you know? He's gonna,
yeah.
Like, you know, and I hate to, like, I don't know if it's like gonna have to take somebody being signed or if somebody gonna have to come out here and build like a homegrown record label.
I was thinking about that too, like a studio. Like a big old studio where everybody get time, but, you know, trying to work something else, putting everybody together.
Yeah, but that's when, you know what I'm saying, people, like, egos come in the way. And the crazy thing is, like, egos don't even come in the way because you ain't even got it started yet, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Sometimes it messes up before it even begins. And that's, and you know, that's what we need to, like, stop lacking. We just need to finish something, you know, and get it popping, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that's how a lot of people feel in their town, like, these smaller towns, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, damn, if we did it like this, you know what I'm saying? Not that, like, we want to copy somebody, but if we just took, like, different parts of, like, how the West Coast did it, how the South did it, how the East Coast did it and everything like that, if we just did that, you know, and just, you know what I'm saying? It could be turned out to be a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? It could work. We need to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, you know what I'm saying? Independent artists, we do need to come together, you know what I'm saying? I feel it. We need to come together longer.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but we're going to get it popping, you know what I'm saying? Engineer over here messing with me and everything in the studio. I'm going to throw a pencil at you in a minute and keep playing with me. But let's get into the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yo.
Listen up.
Yes. I want you to take this one right here and knock them over their head over there. Knock them
over
there. Right?
Motherfucking head in
this
UK.
One's for y'all.
Alright.
Yo.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the UK,
and what you represent,
Westside
LA, what they
gon'
do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original, our words ain't so critical, we both are unforgettable, so when we come together, it's like magic, call it Camelot, I'm not an artist, I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. You guess he's like the king of beats. Fucking call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
verse, girl.
Niggas show us what you got. You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only place to keep, I'll be a
hustle.
Doc Holliday is in the street. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Jimmy Dean, kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them, brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch how fast they come about them, that's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad, Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong, I crack a home in front of them. Look at me on overload, I'm paranoid, I stay prepared. I stay aware of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared. What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's me out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA,
what they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's me out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
Yes, see, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do. Wanna fuck that British weed, fuck a British bitch, and do a lot of drink. 80 proof of better, till the dagger earl. Maybe throw a Jerry Curl and resurrect the fight. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast. Take me to the palace, better G, I make a guard last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Jesse, I'm fucked up. Wear a big old booty strip, but need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Jack the Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. Cause in the UK, we don't stack just we
J-Pal.
Damn, we getting fat, I'm hungry still, gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well,
long as Jesse's serving me,
I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean, it's people over government.
What
they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
Jesse out the UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
Jesse out the UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
When the dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl,
gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit, go ahead and turn me in, I will post. They'll go and do the same shit again. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time come.
You know you fucked up, you thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake,
kid is quick,
jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip, that nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column, that's my
first coat.
If I was a cannibal, it would be my
hurting nose.
I'm all about my salary, I need it now. Hand it over, need my weed, pills and drink. You don't want the dagger sword. Yeah, I want it all, big, tall, sacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenback, nut, nutty. Tip stacks, don't scratch, big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, mozzarella, and
what
they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
Jesse out of UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
Jesse out of UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
What the fuck do you say now, Jesse?
What?
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. The reason why I was laughing at the end, because I'm trying to, I'm going to let y'all in on a little personalness on the show and everything like that. I'm trying to stop saying, you know what I'm saying so much. Because I, you know what I'm saying, we know this up here that I say that quite often, you know. I was about to say it right now, but I stopped myself. but I'm trying to stop saying that.
And whatnot,
because I'm not trying to do that no more. I'm trying to go into bigger and better things. So I'm trying to stop saying my repetitive words and everything like that, trying to step it up in my radio game. So, y'all, if listeners, if y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, if you hear me saying the same word over and over, let me know. Call me and bust me out, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting y'all see. Hey, come on, man. I just started it, man. Come on. Don't bust me out right now. Wait, let me get into the show. Let me get into the routine. But if y'all hear me start saying it, hit me up, you know, bust me out, you know, because...
Is that baby girl getting on you?
Yeah, I was about to say something, but, you know, I'm going to keep it friendly up here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That's how we do it. You know, we got to love our engineers and everything like that and our loved ones. You feel me? So... but we doing it up here, you know, supporting all independent artists. Y'all can, if y'all know any artists or y'all are artists listening in for the first time or whatnot, y'all can send your music to grindnetwork@hotmail.com or hit us up, and you can add us on Steady Grinding or James Payton, or you can add our Grind Network page. Go like it and whatnot. It's called Grind Network. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. You know, go look it up. like it, you know, listen, follow, and all that greatness. So, you know, we on the internet, so hit us up and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? You can hit up our third host too, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this our brother right there in DC right now, man. You can hit Elvin, man. So hit him up.
Hit me up, yeah. You can hit me up. My last name, Dean, D-A-N. Then first name, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. You know, I'm going to show nothing but love. And your hateration around here. Congratulations. I'm a motivation.
That's what people need in this world, man. You should write a book on the world tour, man. Just cause man, you do uplift here, man. When I see you on the line and everything, you uplift. So man, you should go up on that a motivational speaker, the Black Tony Robbins, you know.
You know, I get blessed by blessing other folks. So you know, it is what it is. You know, I can't never hate on nobody. I can't never knock nobody down. You know. When people even put their own self down, hold on, listen. Mm. What's good? Why you gotta hold that finger, middle finger up against me? You know, that's not appropriate. Ain't you supposed to be like married or something?
Yeah. Okay, man, he ain't got on somebody. Hey, tell them they on the radio. They on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
They don't even know. They some married lady, some girl told me, I'm married. But she was like, she called me, she asked for my laptop. And I said, no, you can't have it. And I said, she said, faggot. And I said, come over here. I'll show you a faggot. And she started laughing. And then when she came over here and posted up, she started just holding the finger, the middle finger. I'm like, look, why you keep on showing that middle finger? That either means two things. Which one is it? She started laughing her ass off.
Oh, man.
So, but, you know it is. Go ahead, bro. But you uplift people, too. I can hear you. Like, I know you over there. And you be telling people, you know, this is what you need to do, and this is how you can do it.
Yeah, but, I try, you know what I'm saying? I try to be all I can be when I can be. You feel me? Okay. Hey, probably, let me get into one more caller, see what they got to go on the topic. 46559, you on the grind.
What's good, Supreme? It's your boy, KY. What's happening?
Hey, Bob, what's good with you, bro?
What's
how
good?
You living, man?
Up here. Over here chilling, just listening to the show. I had to call in before y'all tune out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel that, man. So what's up with you, man? How was the show, man? I knew you got
the show.
The show's
been great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, almost like a week ago up there in the valley. It was real good.
Yeah,
you know, a lot
of
people came out and support, so it was all good.
Oh, that's what it is. A lot of people up there and all that.
Oh yeah, it was like mostly like, you know, other indie artists around. They all came out and did their thing and had a little cipher going on. So it was real nice, you know.
Oh man, I love to hear that, man.
Good.
I love to hear
that.
You know what I'm saying? I love to see independent artists getting together doing something positive. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, Kay Wise, man. Question of the day, man. I know you heard. Did you hear the question today earlier?
Oh yeah, I heard the question today.
So what's your take?
Why women hate on each other?
Yeah,
I think because there's too many females in the world, and
I
feel like you know they have heavy competition against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like females, they always try to outdress each other and who can talk the most or. If they get a certain guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get a certain
you're
guy,
right.
They feel like they need to take that guy or, you know what I'm saying?
Competition,
so. Yeah, that's
and
most
heavy
definitely.
Competition with each other.
So it's a female overpopulation, that's what you're saying. That's it's too many of them to handle. They like, damn, every time I turn around, I see another female. If I got to see one more female, it's going to be on. You know, the next female I see is going down. Like, shit, I don't even got to know you, and I don't like you. Yeah, that's crazy, man. But I mean, that's how I go down sometimes, though, man.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. They just be like, you know, just any, like you say, any little thing, they be like, oh, man, they had them shoes I was trying to get, a rat ass or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you trying to get that shit, now they got your shit, now it's just a whole problem. Never like every game of 10. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but KY got something new popping off or anything like that? We got, you know what I'm gonna drop some new hotness, bro?
Right now I just dropped a single for my artist called Quiet Storm. The song's called Street Hot.
Okay.
And that's a single from his album that's coming out real soon.
Yeah.
And I'm still putting mine together, my grown man swag album, so
yeah.
I'm still working on that.
Okay, that's all right there, man. Where else can they check you out at?
Man, I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm in L.A., Palmdale, Lancaster, Quartz Hills, Vegas. I'm everywhere.
Oh, man, I hear that, man. Hey, Wad, man, appreciate you calling in, showing love and all that. You know, any more shout-outs before you go?
Shout-out to everybody on Bang Out, all the hoes doing their jobs, you know what I'm saying, to the fullest. And to everybody that doing their thing, rap, sing, comedy, you know, everybody that does what they do, I appreciate it all.
Oh, man.
We need that in life.
Oh, man, that independence, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. K-Watch, man, appreciate you calling in, showing love, man.
Yeah, so. All
right, man.
Y'all have a good one.
Oh, man, you
too,
bro. Yeah, man, but... Yeah, man, it's almost about that time that we all dread on Mondays, you know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
almost said to collect hours, it's almost that time. So, man, let me just give a shout-out to everybody that called in, you know what I'm saying? Big Sis, Big Cousin, K-Wash, you know what I'm saying? All the people that's listening, you know what I'm saying? Columbus, South D.C., we got Texas up in here, San Antonio, you know what I'm saying? We got, who else we got? Up north, we got Oakland, you know what I'm saying? Highlight Oakland. J.S., man. I don't know if they missed us. They must have been busy or something today. But, J.S., we see you out there, you know what I'm saying, from Life Entertainment Demolition Group. Holla at them. And everybody that's doing their thing, all the independent artists. Independence is a beautiful thing. So it's nothing like it in the world. So, you know what I'm saying, just stay free, stay good, and keep doing your thing, man. Just shout out to everybody that's out there grinding. Any shout-outs for you, bro?
Just everybody I know, they know I love them. Man, people I've been meeting around recently, you know, shouts out to Matthew, shouts out to Josh, shouts out to people I just recently got connected with, Tay, if you hear me, shouts out to Leah, shouts out, man, the whole entertainment, the whole music entertainment. Especially to you, Supreme, I appreciate this so much. Like, I would never ever thought I'd be like able to voice out my opinion or how I feel on certain situations, man. But man, I really appreciate you because without you, without the man of God, introducing me and you together, man, it's a blessing.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's likewise, bro. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the love you done brought this way and everything like that and everything that you done for the movement and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's a beautiful thing out there, man, when independence can come together. You dig?
Real recognize real. Let's get it.
Real recognize real, and y'all haters is looking real and familiar. So, man, shout out to even the haters out there that's making this possible, making us stronger, bigger, and everything like that. But we love y'all. Grind Out Radio. Now we about to cruise it out for y'all. So y'all take it easy. Have a good one. And stay blessed.
Hey, bro.
Have you ever wanted to know what an internet gangster looks like? Ever wanted to know what they do on their spare time? Well, now you can. I'm an internet dog. Auto-tune me.
That boy G.I. Fleazy band camp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on bangoutradio.com. Let's get it.